Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 117 for Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, amid ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. Canola is up $1 to $3, the November contract up $1.70 at $467.70 per ton. Canola had dropped below nearby support levels yesterday, hitting its softest levels in a month. However, prices are edging back into their well-established ranges this morning. Gains in Chicago soybeans and Malaysian palm oil did lend some spillover support to canola. The Canadian dollar is also weaker in early activity. But on the other side, rising Canadian production ideas and reports of improving South American weather conditions for soybeans there, together with losses in Chicago soy oil, did put some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are up, but corn is posting small losses. Soybeans, they're up 3 to 4 cents, the November contract up 4 at $8.89 per bushel. Soybeans fell to their lowest levels in 2 weeks yesterday and were due for a bounce from a chart standpoint. Good export demand was a major driver, with the USDA reporting weekly export inspections yesterday of 2.7 million tons. That was well above trade guesses. But harvest pressure did temper the gains, with the U.S. soybean harvest 87% complete as of this past Sunday. Corn, it's down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.82 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 75% complete as of this past Sunday. That was in line with expectations, but still ahead of average. Yield reports continue to beat earlier expectations for the U.S. corn crop, and the burdensome nearby supply situation kept corn from following the neighboring wheat and soy markets higher. Wheat, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 4 at $5.13 per bushel. Wheat rallied sharply yesterday and saw some follow-through buying interest today, after overnight attempts at correcting lower subsided. The U.S. hard red winter wheat crop was only rated 47% good to excellent in the first USDA report of the season. That was below expectations and the average for this time of year. Weather issues in Ukraine and Australia also remained supportive for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.